Good morning. This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Next Thursday evening, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Milwaukee will honor the role of girls, both in the club and in greater society. It's just one of many ways the clubs work to develop both boys and girls, helping them to become productive members of society.
When it started more than 125 years ago, the club only served boys, but they've grown a lot in the intervening decades, and they now work with scores of partners and community leaders and resources to better the lives of children and young adults. Vincent Lyles grew up here and is now president of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Milwaukee, and he talked about how the organization reaches the children it serves.
Boys and Girls Club of Greater Milwaukee has been around for 129 years. Our mission is to serve young people, particularly those who need us most, to help them become caring, responsible adults and contributing members of our society.
How do you go about doing that? Are you working with partners? Do you go into schools? How do children get referred to you?
So we actually have drop-in business, and our business operates primarily out of schools, about 32, 33 schools, both public and private schools in the city. We also function out of six non-school-based sites. And then we have Camp Whitcomb Mason, which is out in the town of, just outside the town of Merton. So in total, about 43 sites, 43 locations around town, and serve about 5,000 kids a day between the hours, primarily between 3 and 7. Some of our legacy sites or larger sites also have kids that come in as late as 9.
Okay, so you're doing activities with them. Do you also have mentors, like adult mentors, or other children who mentor older children?
Yeah, no, we have a staff of over 900 people, and but also include volunteers. Probably to date, we've had over 2,000 people come in and volunteer. And volunteer work ranges from everything from painting walls to reading books. And we also have our young people play a critical role in the mentorship of some of the other young people. In some of the hiring we do, we have kids as young as 14 who work for us as junior staff members, and they are obviously working with some of our younger kids. But I feel very good about the fact that we employ so many people. I feel very good about the fact that a lot of them come from the club and certainly come from the neighborhoods that we serve.
How long have you been involved?
It'll be 5 years in November. It was an honor for me to be chosen in this role. Only the 9th president the organization's ever had. The guy who preceded me is now the national president of the Boys and Girls Club of the United States. And so it's quite a special seat to be in.
So as you look at all of this activity that you help foster and all of the people that work for you and all of the children you help, what are some of the greatest challenges? What do you see the greatest need that we need to provide for the children in the area?
You know, I think there are several things, obviously, but one of them is that, you know, poverty in Milwaukee is not, certainly not going away. And certainly the economic recovery that all of us had to face in the, 2008 and beyond certainly makes it even that much more difficult. We certainly need to be much more deliberate and serious about how we serve kids. You know, you can't say that we really care, and then every time there's an opportunity to do something, we say, well, we don't want to do that much, or we want to do a little less to support kids in this regard. So, you know, for me, it's really about being very intentional, being very focused. It's prioritizing kids and really being very serious about what we want Milwaukee to be. And one of my colleagues says oftentimes that, Milwaukee spends a lot of time talking about what it used to be as opposed to what it could be. And our kids are a big part of what it could be.
Are you hoping to work with other organizations, or do you already work with other organizations to help make that happen? You know, whether it's an educational opportunity or an artistic opportunity, you know, something along those lines?
Yeah, no, we have lots and lots of partners. We can't do this alone. You know, one of my mentors said to me, he said, Vincent, you know, your responsibility is to do all you can for the kids that come in the door. But your challenge is to decide whether you do it directly or you do it indirectly. And so, you know, obviously our biggest partner is Milwaukee Public Schools. We are in, you know, 30 plus of their buildings and work with a lot of their staff both during the day and after school. We certainly partner with some of the artistic groups in town. Milwaukee Repertory Theater, for example, has really stepped up and become a real significant partner of ours, and First Stage is another one. We also look at, you know, some of the sports teams in town have been significantly partners of ours. You know, arts, academics, and athletics is really kind of the three big buckets in which kids decide to make a choice about coming to the clubs. And so we try and layer on the mentorship and guidance that we provide and bring other partners in to support that. Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, they come into our clubs and provide some support for our kids. Big Brothers, Big Sisters is another strategic partner of ours. So, no, we can't do it alone. We don't even try and talk about doing it alone. You know, we're the largest youth serving agency in the city and serve about 5,000 a day, as I mentioned earlier. But, you know, there are 100,000 kids in our city. And so on our best day, we're not getting all of them.
Do you want to? Is that a goal, to try to get as close to 100% as you could?
No, I think for us, I think being very smart and being very business-minded in this whole process means that we're not going to serve everybody. You know, Starbucks doesn't serve everybody either, right? But it does mean that we gotta do our very best job with the ones that are in front of us, so that they become referrals for us, so that other kids see us as a place that they can come and be their very best self. We've got to do things that engage our parents, so that our parents are partners with us in this process. Because, again, 3 to 4 hours a day in a 24-hour day means that there are other people that need to play a role and do positive things for our children in this community.
You and I had a chance to sit on stage at the Oriental Theater not too long ago in a talkback about Milwaukee 5 through 206 and about the mass male incarceration, black male incarceration in this city, and how it's affecting families, how it's affecting children. And I wanted to, you know, have this, since we have this opportunity to talk again a little more intimately, I just wanted to follow up on that with you. What are some of the ways that you see the Boys and Girls Clubs working to prevent that kind of scenario from happening in the first place?
Yeah, you know, 5 through 206 is a big area, right? There's about 22,000 people live in that zip code. And right now we have about 2,200 kids between the ages of 5 and 18 that are attending four of the clubs that we have in that zip code. And again, we want to do more. LaVarne Way, which is one of our long-standing clubs, been around for 60 years, has made a positive impact on families for a long, long time in the neighborhood. We're at North Division. We're at Keefe Avenue School. And then we'll also find ways to leverage what we do with others, because there are other folks in that neighborhood, the Zilber Foundation and the Lindsay Heights work that they're doing. You know, I can't fathom how we can change this overnight, but I do believe that we can change what happens in 5 through 206 and make it a much more positive place. You know, we're working on some things with a couple other folks around, trying to provide more resources to people so that those who do want to change the way things are happening in their neighborhood, they have a voice and an opportunity to do some of that.
Do you think that sometimes people just get so discouraged that there's so much work to do, and I don't mean just in 5 through 206, I just mean in general, that the incremental change doesn't feel like it's enough, that people want a big splash, and that you have to fight against that and say, no, you know, we need to take it a step at a time?
Yeah, no, I think that's true with all of us. I think we have to recognize that, you know, when you're born, right, the idea is that day by day, you become a better person. And certainly hope springs eternal. But I know there are days when people in 5 through 206 and 5 through 2 whatever get very discouraged because there is a feeling that it's not your day. What I try and do and say to people, both within the clubs and outside the clubs, that no, there are better opportunities. But you got to hang in there. You got to fight the good fight and recognize that the bad days are not every day. The bad days are just some days. And so we are going to, do all we can to make sure that everybody continues to believe that. Everybody has an opportunity to see it. And again, as you mentioned, Bonnie, the incremental successes are things that we need to build upon and not dwell on the negative.
Do you ever get discouraged yourself?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm human. You know, I certainly see things that happen to young people in our community, and I think to myself, man, that's really, really unfortunate, right? Really, really bad. And you and I talked at the showing of 5 through 206. You know, one of the most inspirational things about that movie was the love that was in that household. You know, recognizing that the male figure was gone and he was not there, but there was love in that household. And so their example, you know, gave me those rays of hope that I needed to kind of get through that, because it's a tough thing to think about, your city being the number one place in America for incarceration of black males. It's just devastating to think about that happening in the town that I grew up in.
And I think maybe that's part of what people feel discouraged about. It's like, well, how do I fight that? You know, how do I, you know, do something to make that not the case? Mm. You know, this is a number one you don't want. Mm.
Right.
You know,
no, I absolutely agree. But, you know, I am the child of two parents who came from Mississippi. And in Mississippi, in my mother's hometown, you know, when she was a young girl, there were two young men that were tarred and feathered and hung in the town square. And, you know, you can think about those things forever and ever and ever and really get pretty low, right? But you have to recognize that, you know, out of some crises, there's opportunity. And we've got to focus on what those opportunities are. We can't do it by ourselves. We've got to collectively do it. We've also got to think about how we can use these little rays of hope as being inspiration and share the story. Share the story over and over again, because people don't believe. People, you know, we're very visual and tactile creatures. We got to touch it and we got to feel it. And so, you know, for me, a big part of it is being able to go out and touch it and feel it. And one of the things we do, I think, very well at the Boys and Girls Club is give kids exposure so they get a chance to touch it and feel it. And if you get a chance to touch it and feel it, you know, by God, you begin to believe as well. We've got an event we do celebrating the anniversary of bringing girls fully into the integrating them into the clubs, that we call Celebrating Girls. And part of what happens is there is a opportunity auction. And so you as a donor say, okay, I'm gonna give the Boys and Girls Club $100, but the girl gets a chance to have a unique and special experience, whether it's, you know, being on a sailboat or sitting down with the CEO of so-and-so and so-and-so, or coming to the studio and doing a interview. You know, what a great opportunity for a young person growing up in 5 through 206 to come down here and do a interview with you.
Sure. Absolutely. That sounds great. Yeah. Send them down.
All right, we'll do.
Send
All
them
right.
down. So what's ahead for the Boys and Girls Club? Do you have some big things coming up?
Yeah, we do. We always have big things coming up. You know, we are in a mode of trying to raise money to support our kids. And this is an important time of year. You know, people make year-end decisions financially, and we certainly look for support for the kids that we serve. But in 2017 and beyond, we are also being very, very deliberate and focused around academic support. We don't want to become a school, but we certainly want to support our young people and give them more confidence in school. We want them to attend school more often. We want them to get suspended less. And so we're doing some things both online and one-on-one interventions with young people at all the clubs. And then we've also got a unique, I think, perspective on arts and entertainment, arts and culture. You know, thinking about art and entertainment, not because you want to be on stage, but using art as a healing tool and using art to express yourself, whether it's through poetry or dance or singing or whatever it is. But that's certainly there. And then even on the athletic front, right? Sure, it'd be great to have, you know, the next LeBron James come out of Milwaukee. But it'd be more important to have a young man or young woman develop their skill set so they become an owner of the Milwaukee Bucks. And that's one of the things we're working on, trying to give kids exposure to the wide breadth of things that are related to sports and entertainment. And so, no, we've got lots and lots of ambitious dreams and ideas, and my staff know I push them a lot, but that's because the kids need it and the kids want it.
Well, Vincent Lyles, it is such a pleasure to talk with you in the studio, and best of luck with everything, and send some of those kids down. It would be great to talk to them.
You got it, Bonnie. They'll be here.
Vincent Lyles is president of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Milwaukee. There is a link to more information about what they do and their upcoming events at WUWM.com.